Mikey and Emma in the morning.
I want that guy's baby.
Who does this, you know? That's Fruit Loops.
Yeah, mate, it's awesome, mate.
Oh, my gosh, are you serious?
Oh, my God, you're a jerk.
People like you make it bad for all the other young people.
So embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You speak from the heart. You speak the truth.
Dangerously Live. I could tell you got beat energy. Mikey and Emma in the morning. 3, 2, 1,
and I'm on. All right, let's do it. The Mikey and Emma podcast just before the Easter long weekend. Can't wait to get in the car and drive.
Are you being sarcastic?
Nah, but I'm going to do it earlier. So a lot of people will piss off after work.
Yeah.
Well, this is after work. To give you context.
It's 10:59 a.m.
Yeah, on the Thursday, the 28th of March. Yeah. And we record the podcast after our live show. So I'm going to get in the car and just...
like right now.
Yeah, I'm gone.
How are you going to drive?
Really fast and get away.
Why do boys always, it's like you guys are born with a tongue and teeth that can make.
Yeah, most people are. Yeah.
That can make
noises.
Those
boy
sounds like car and I can sounds, do, gun sounds.
Yeah, I'll do a gun one. I can do, but I don't have a car one too. It's like going up, well, yeah, up gear. So. I'm in fourth gear now.
Okay.
Fourth, yeah. Oh, guns? Yeah. I can do that. You can't do any of them.
It's the hand action that you do as well, like the AK-47 that
you're
holding.
That's a machine gun, yeah. Whereas like a normal, like a... It'll pew, pew. No, that'll be... Yeah. So you can do a few.
It's just wild to me. Like, girls generally can't make those noises.
And don't. Not many girls are walking around going... Yeah. Hey, coming up on the podcast, did this super embarrassing thing happen to you when you were growing up? You're going to just want to die when you hear it.
If it's embarrassing, I bet it happened to me. I was so awkward and weird. And also, women all over Australia are being ripped off badly. Men never cop this. It is so sexist. Find out what it is coming up soon.
Mikey and Emma on Dangerously Live. Mikey and Emma in the morning.
Unhinged.
Unhinged is where you send us the biggest duds that you see on the dating apps. Their pics are passable, but their bios really let them down because they don't know how to speak to women at all.
Yeah, this dude really doesn't know how to talk to women. He's got like incredibly high standards, but also doesn't know how to talk to women.
Right.
I think you're going to hate him.
Okay.
First off, his name, Slayer.
Isn't that like...
So like a heavy metal,
a metal band.
Band
or something?
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know if it's a nickname or... Here's a tip, guys. Don't use a nickname on a dating app.
Ugh.
Use your real name.
I mean, like, you could use Mike if you wanted
to. But
like a shortened nickname, but not like Wazzo and Bazzo.
Yeah. No, don't do that. Okay. Interests. Gym, cars, boats, finance, footy, business, crypto, UFC.
Too many interests.
And none of them women are into.
What woman?
Boats, footy, finance, business, crypto, UFC.
Crypto.
Yeah.
Crypto is the worst out of all of that.
Okay. Well, like I said, really high standards. Are we ready to hear the bio?
Yep. Take it away.
I am an elite man seeking a trophy wife who embodies perfection in her looks and lifestyle. I can't stand looking at hair or nail regrowth. 80% of women aren't worth my time. I'm after the top 5% of women only.
Okay, my first question, mate, would be, do you consider yourself to be the top 5% of men? Because if you're not, then you don't get to say that. Secondly, trophy wife, regrowth, are you joking?
I like regrowth, personally.
You love regrowth.
I do. I love the look of regrowth on a woman. But I'm not good at maths, right? But 80% of women aren't worth my time. I'm after the top 5%.
Yeah, he didn't account for the other 15%.
I thought so.
He's a bit dumb. But he's into finance and business. Yeah. I don't know how that works. Let's keep going.
There'll be no space for other men in your life. I'm all the man you'll want and need, especially in the bedroom.
When someone says, I'm all the man you'll need, you're gross.
The bedroom thing, though, does that work for you?
No, none of it. Like, someone that has to say out loud and verbalize how good they are and talk themselves up.
In the bedroom.
They're probably going to let you down. They're probably going to let you down. So far.
You're not enjoying Slayer.
I am not enjoying Slayer. Not your name, not the fact that you want a trophy wife or that you think you're good in the sack, which clearly you're not. But let's round this one out, shall we?
I'm looking for a pure woman. Maximum body count of 3. Don't be fooled. I'll be requesting blood tests to ensure you are clear of any health conditions.
Where do I even start with that?
Well, I can start.
So he's accusing her of being a skank, firstly.
Yeah, but...
Because you need to take blood tests to prove that you don't have chlamydia.
Hold on, Emma. A body count of three. Aren't you well known for having a body count of three?
Are you suggesting that I should hook up with Slayer? Because no way in hell would I ever swipe right on this guy.
What about the blood test, though? Like, I'm famous for never having one. I've told you.
Are you?
I've never had a blood test.
You haven't, which blows my mind every time he's
there. Yeah, I know. But Slayer, so is Slayer saying if you start dating, you'll literally have to give him, like, what? The document that you get. I don't even know because I've never had one.
I'm guessing it's a piece of paper. It's actually more than one piece of paper because they'll be testing for lots of stuff.
So he wants to, like, go through that with a fine-tooth comb and find out what you do and don't have.
Can I tell you, it would surprise me if Slayer could actually read... Right? So firstly, he wouldn't be able to read the report.
Yeah.
There's lots of percentages and big decimal points on there. You can't even add up to 100%, mate. You can only get to 85.
Okay.
How the hell are you going to be able to read a blood report?
All right. We're all ripping on Slayer. Not feeling today.
He's a complete and utter dud.
Yeah.
And I have rewritten this absolute dud tosser's profile.
Yeah.
It looks heaps better. Heaps better.
You made Slayer better?
Slayer is definitely easier to read about
now. Okay. Are we ready?
Yes. Let's kick it off.
I'm an elite man seeking a trophy wife who embodies perfection in her looks and lifestyle. I can't stand looking at hair or nail regrowth. 80% of women aren't worth my time. I'm after the top 5% of women only.
Okay, no mention of trophy wife and no mention of percentages that are incorrect.
Yeah, 80 and 5 and yeah, you don't know what you're doing, mate.
I am looking for a girly girl. I don't mind if you spend hours at the salon getting your hair done or hundreds of bucks on your nail tech. What others call high maintenance is fine by me.
You know, well done. And
Thank you.
Can I say, I've realised I like a girly girl.
You do. You like a really girly girl because you want her to be all done up.
Yeah, but you know, don't take forever to do it.
It takes time to look that good, mate.
It's annoying, though.
Let's keep going.
There'll be no space for other men in your life. I'm all the man you'll want and need, especially in the bedroom.
I still vomit in my mouth every time I hear that. I enjoy taking care of and spoiling my partner. My goal is to be everything she wants and needs, her best friend and her lover.
Nothing about the bedroom.
Yeah, the lover part.
Oh, yeah, without being...
And everything you want and need.
And a lover. Mm. It's nicer than talking about pleasing her in the bedroom.
Making out like you've got a big one when you clearly don't.
Yeah.
Let's do the last bit.
I'm looking for a pure woman. Maximum body count of 3. Don't be fooled. I'll be requesting blood tests to ensure you are clear of any health conditions.
Possibly the most offensive part of his bio.
Actually requesting a blood test. The results. Crazy.
She must be a liar. She must have had heaps of relationships and one-night stands. No. My ideal woman has a pure heart, wholesome intentions, and lives a healthy lifestyle.
Ah, okay, that is better.
Slayer, all of a sudden, is like kind of a catch.
We do need to do something about the name, though.
His real name is definitely like something boring, like Simon or Sam.
Yeah, yeah. All right, if you spot a real dud on the dating app, send it in. Mikey and Emma on our socials. We'll get it on air and Emma will improve it for you.
Mikey and Emma on.
Dangerously Live. Mikey and Emma in the morning.
Oh, do you remember your high school crush?
Yeah. She married my mate.
Oh, no. I was catching up with girlfriends the other day, and we were all talking about that Netflix show, One Day.
Keeps popping up, recommended to me.
It's like a hopeless romantic TV series.
We'll not be watching it then. What is it about? Is it about a crush?
Yeah, so there's these two people. They meet at, like, some college thing.
Yep.
And it's only one night or one day that they spend with each other. And then it follows their relationship over the next 20 years because nothing ever really happened.
I won't be watching that.
But they're, like, obsessed with each other. Yep. Anyway, all of us girls, I swear there were like 5 or 6 of us around the dinner table that could say the first and last name of our major crush in high school.
Yeah.
We knew exactly what our signature would look like with their surname because we practiced it on the shower, like glass screen thing.
Yeah.
You know, like all the feelings of, oh, my God, is he thinking about me? Are we going to go to the formal? Does he think I'm pretty?
Yeah.
Who's he crushing on in my year instead?
Yeah. Like, the first crush is the biggest, isn't it?
It really just takes you back. Like, you vividly, like, even now, in your 20s, in your 30s, I bet you listening right now can remember the person that you were crushing on and just being like, oh, like that butterfly feeling, you know?
Who was your one? What was his name again?
Oh, Matt Lippiett. Good old
Matt. What happened there?
What happened?
Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing happened. I crushed on Matt from year 6 to year 12.
And nothing
it
happened?
It was like the longest lasting crush. Nothing. Oh, well, actually, we did go to the year 10 formal together as mates.
But did you kiss?
No, nothing happened. Matt, I really wanted
Matt,
something to
Matt
happen.
Matt Lippiett, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Matt Lippiett. Remember when we did this? Do you remember this?
What?
It's out. Look. Mikey and Emma's crush line.
We did the crush line years and years ago.
Oh, my God.
Years and years ago.
I vaguely remember
it. That's all right. The producers have found when we got your crush, Matt Lippiett or whatever it was. Matty, your crush. Do you remember we got him on the show?
Vaguely. I don't remember what the conversation was, though.
Do you want to hear it again?
Oh, did I say anything cringe? I don't know if I'm... Will I be embarrassed by it?
Yeah. Ready?
Oh, sure.
Here it is.
Why not?
Emma's crush years ago when we had him on the Mikey and Emma show.
The busters were the stuff I remember. I always remember getting on. I usually had like toast in my mouth or something or other because I'd just finished breakfast or still eating breakfast.
Yeah.
And I used to always get on the bus. You always like big smiles, always happy to have a chat on the bus. Your sister was always on there. I think you two were like the loudest.
Hotter sister? You remember the sister, don't you?
Yeah, I do remember the sister, but I think Emma was the hotter one.
Oh, really?
Oh, thanks,
well,
Matt.
Well, you haven't seen her sister then. Did you ever, like, write his name anywhere or write letters or something?
No letters.
No.
We went to the formal, but...
We did go to the Year 10 formal together.
And did you kiss?
No.
What?
I was a bit nervous. I actually wasn't sure if it was going to happen or not. I remember being nervous.
Are you telling me now that you could have kissed me at the Year 10 formal, but you didn't? Because I was waiting...
My mum was giving me a lot of shit before I went as well. She's like, what are you going to do if she kisses you? I'm like, oh, man, I shit myself if she kissed me. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, you're meant to kiss her, you dickhead.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That's how it works. Okay, so, Matt, is this news to you that Emma had a crush on you, or did you know that?
So my mum and sister used to tell me all the time. I just never believed them. I was like, no, me and Emma are friends. She's never given me the vibe. Like, we're just mates.
Mm-hmm.
So I never believed them, so... Listen to all the guys out there. Ladies know.
Oh, how does that feel hearing that, Emma?
That still makes me so happy. Like, I haven't heard that in however many years we did that ago.
You know, it's funny. He should have kissed you, but he was waiting for you to kiss him anyway.
Well, we're both clearly a little bit frigid.
Frigid,
we don't really know what we're doing.
Awkward.
We're awkward and stuff.
Hey, I'd love to hear from you. What happened to your high school crush? Where is your high school crush now?
Right now. Yeah. What happened to them?
Yeah, tell us, Anna. What happened to your crush?
Okay, so my older brother, 2 years older than me, he went to an all-boys school. To a different school.
Yeah.
And the fattest crush on one of his mates who he used to play basketball with, but they were like best mates. They used to go to like Thursday night, late night, you know.
Oh, yeah, you were hanging around the little sister.
So we actually moved away. So my brother, I think we changed schools, and then we were watching TV. I think we were eating breakfast or something.
Yeah.
And I saw this program come on, and I dropped there because I nudged him and I said, isn't that such and such?
Yeah.
He says, yeah. And then I looked at the program and he was with this blonde bird next to him, and it was about teen pregnancy.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, yeah.
That could have been you, Anna.
Oh, you dodged a bullet.
No. Yeah. And I went, shit. And he goes, oh, yeah, it is. And then I was
So your teen crush got another girl pregnant. And if
it was on TV for it.
I think you dodged a bullet, Anna. Yep. You dodged a bullet.
I did, yeah.
Mikey and Emma in the morning.
Mikey and Emma on
Dangerously Live.
Girls, my girls listening, this is absolutely ridiculous. I am outraged about it.
Mm-hmm.
We are being rorted in a way that guys never get rorted in their entire life.
Tampons or something? What is it?
No, it's not tampon tax. It is girl tax. I saw this in the news. Girl tax,
girl tax
is a real thing.
What is that, though?
So it's when tradies, in particular mechanics, charge girls more because they assume that we won't know when we're getting ripped off.
That is girl tax. Okay.
So there was one example of a chick who was quoted $1,000 to fix her aircon.
Yeah.
Her male co-worker calls the business and asks for the exact same job.
Yeah.
He gets quoted $300.
Wow.
So this mechanic was going to try and rip this chick off $700.
Oh, it is a thing. It's definitely a thing. How do you avoid that? Like when you go and get things done, do you take your man with you, your dad or something?
If I don't take him with me, I always ask my partner, ballpark figure, how much did this absolutely at maximum cost? Because I don't want to get ripped.
So you don't get girl tax.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hi. Just thinking, though, do you think girl tax is more than compensated by the fact that you get a lot of free drinks as a woman?
What?
I was talking
What's the rationale in that?
No, hear me out. I was talking to a woman yesterday who says every weekend she goes out with her boyfriend, by the way.
Okay.
Goes up to the bar, bats her eyes at guys, and they buy her drinks. She always asks for two because she takes one over to her boyfriend.
I mean, look, she's just found a loophole in the system.
Yeah. No, you know what I mean, though? Like, I know you girls cop the girl tax at mechanics and stuff.
Yeah.
But you could probably go out all weekend. And like, Maddie, producer Maddie, do you you get free drinks when you go out on the weekend?
Occasionally. Yeah. My best friend, though, we went away on holidays for a week. We got so many free drinks. I think we paid for one drink the entire week.
What?
She got a boyfriend?
Yes, she is actually happily married, but I was single at the time, so she'd just use me.
How does she do it, though? Like, does she still do it even though she's married? How does she get the free drink?
Just ask.
Just ask.
Do you want to buy us a drink?
You know what? Men are dumb enough that we'd do that. Yeah, I'd try not to.
But you've said before that you don't like it when a girl is forward.
No, but also.
And approaches you.
And I don't buy women drinks. I don't. But if I was standing in the line and you're like, will you buy me a drink? And she's gorgeous, you would.
Are you also embarrassed that if anyone else around you heard...
Yeah, they think you're a tight ass.
You're a tight ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So, and that chick that I was speaking to all weekend, right?
Yeah.
So forget the girl tax. I'm sorry. There's a male tax on buying women drinks.
Oh my God, do not even start with male taxes.
And I don't think it's okay if you're in a relationship to go around all weekend. Mm. I don't like Maddie's friend. That's not on. No, really. Like, do you go around on the weekend
getting
men to buy you free drinks?
Look, I don't. I know for a fact that my husband would say you are being financially irresponsible if you don't accept free drinks from guys. But unpopular opinion, I actually don't like guys buying me drinks. Because I don't want to feel like I owe you anything.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to you all night. I don't want to pretend flirt with you. I don't want, you're not getting my number.
Yeah.
I'm married with two kids. Go away.
Maddie, producer Maddie, even when you're with your friend or whatever, you have a partner. Do you feel bad getting free drinks?
I've had a guy say, oh, I'll just buy yours. And then my partner's got really upset. He's like, why are you letting other guys buy you drinks?
See?
Oh, yeah.
I think we need to hear from you.
We do.
Maybe you do it. Maybe all weekend you go out and get free drinks and you think that's okay.
Mm.
Long weekend, you got to have 4 days of free drinks.
Oh.
Is it okay to accept free drinks when you're in a relationship? What about Monique in Campbelltown? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, what do you think? Is it all right to go out and get free drinks off men when you have a relationship?
Yeah, I agree with Emma. I went out once when I was probably about 20 years old.
Yeah.
And it was for a friend's birthday. I went to the bar to get myself and my boyfriend a drink.
Mm.
And this guy that was double my age kept offering, trying to chat me up, telling me he's only in town for a night.
Yeah.
And offered to buy a drink. And I said, no, I'm actually buying a few. And he goes, that's all right. I'll get a whole round. And so I go, okay then.
Yeah.
Took the drinks back to my boyfriend and my boyfriend gave him a wave.
Yeah, I gave him a wave. Okay.
That's great.
Again, if that dude's dumb enough to keep buying you drinks.
Like Monique said a number of times, no.
Okay, what about Courtney? You can call him, by the way, 131060 if you have an opinion. Morning, Courtney.
No, because you're technically betraying your partner. You're leading the other person on and plus you don't know if they put anything
in it.
Yeah, they go to the bar and get it for you and say, here you go. You have no idea what's in that drink.
Yeah, good point. All right, Bonnie, what do you think? Is it okay to get drinks off a man when you're in a relationship?
No, I don't even know how people can do it. Mm. I would feel so uncomfortable.
Are you feeling bad for the dude buying you drinks or are you feeling bad for your man at home?
more for the guy buying the drink.
Yeah, yeah.
And even just accepting it, right? You're just like, well, yeah. Why would you?
It kind of, you know, it's kind of a test. I think it's a bit like the trolley test. We've heard of the trolley test where no one's forcing you to take your trolley back to the trolley bay.
No.
There's no law.
But if you don't, everyone thinks you're a shit human.
Yeah, and if you go out and just get free drinks off dudes all night, you're a bad girl, right?
Yeah. I'd say, sorry, I'm in a relationship. And if they still wanted to offer it, then maybe I'd accept.
Yeah.
A lonely, and they wanted someone just to chat to.
No, okay. Yeah.
Same here, Bonnie. What, like, I've been in that position before.
And you say, no, what if a guy just said, just one drink, would you take it? Or you Emma, straight up go, so if I'm the dude, I go, hey, you want a drink?
No, thanks.
Why not?
I've got a partner.
I was just buying you a drink. I'm not that interested in you. How good do you think you are? You're
okay,
a loser.
You're rude, you loser. The fact that a guy can switch from being like all charming to a total dickhead in half a second, that says everything about
you. You know what I mean? That kind of like, sorry, I'm in a relationship. It's like,
well,
he could go
yours,
and let him try to pick
thing,
you up.
Bonnie, we can't win, right? We can't win because if we say yes, we're a bitch for taking him for a ride. If we say no, well, why do you think I'm interested anyway?
Yeah, you think
why
you're
did
hot?
You walk up to me at the bar specifically and ask me if I want a drink? Because you were interested and your dick feels small now because I've told you I'm not interested.
You know what I'd say? I'd say, no, you look poor. You look like a man needs to buy you a drink.
I don't need a man like you, that's for sure.
Mikey and Emma on
Dangerously Live. Mikey and Emma in the morning.
A huge debate about working from home that started online between a couple. So this man and a woman are fighting.
Yeah.
We need to figure out who's in the right and who's in the wrong.
Okay.
Mikey, I want you to be the man because he posted this on his Instagram story. Can you read this out, please?
Yep. Okay. I'll be the bloke. Right. Girlfriend got a new job that is work from home. Mm-hmm. We both used to go into the office every day. Now she's home all day. She claims to still have a lot on her plate. Even if I believe that to be true, she definitely has more time than I do because she doesn't have to commute to an office. Am I completely archaic in expecting dinner on the table when I get home from a long day? Okay, that's what he's written. So she's working from home now.
Yep.
And he expects dinner on the table because he's still commuting to the office.
Yeah. Look, I just think that if any man is saying, am I archaic? If you're starting a sentence, am I old school like in the 30s and 40s?
Yeah.
Yes, mate, you are. No. You don't think she's got better things to do than to have dinner on the table for you?
I don't think she does, and it's not sexist. So hear me out here. Here's my opinion, my quickly formed opinion after reading that note.
Mm.
If you work from home, you cook dinner. I don't care if you're male, female, or non-binary. So if you're the one working from, we all know the working from home thing's a laugh. You're having a laugh. You're watching Days of Our Lives.
What if she's working a high-powered job? What if she's working something that, like,
okay.
I bet you this guy, by the way, if he's expecting dinner on the table when he comes home, I bet you he wants his chick fit. When is she going to go to the gym?
I don't know.
If she's going to be cooking you dinner, but you want her to look hot as well. What if she wants to go to the gym after work?
I don't know. I don't care. What I'm saying is if you work from home, you don't have the commute. And also, you're not really working. No one really works from home.
Oh,
so you could have dinner ready, male or female. I don't care who it is. It's not a sexist thing. You know, even with me, when I have a partner, because I get home early, I make the dinner.
Yeah, you get home really early.
So
though.
It should be whoever's home earlier or whoever works from home makes the dinner. You disagree?
Disagree. She's not your slave. If you haven't figured it out by the time you both get home, then you figure it out then.
Producer Maddie?
I'm with you. I think whoever's home earlier cooks.
Yeah, just whoever's home earlier. So if you work from home, you're home earlier all day. Rowan, producer Rowan, what do you think?
Yeah. I'm the same. I reckon whoever's working from home can definitely cook and could probably do some other things. Throw in a load of washing, maybe dishwasher.
Oh, it's a bludge.
Excuse you. No, you wanted to be your housewife as well as work full time.
It could be the man as well, remember? It doesn't have to be a thing. What about horny?
I'm kind of like, I don't know, because me and my girlfriend, we just choose to depend on what's in the fridge. Like, I'm really good at bolognese. She's good at roast dinners. So
gotcha.
We just kind of mix it up there.
So you play to your strengths. So whatever's in the fridge, 100%. That dictates who cooks dinner that night.
100%.
Even if you were working all day here and then she was at home.
Yeah, because when I get home, I'm trying to have a good dinner.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that, you know.
That's fair.
It's not that I'm better at cooking. I don't want to eat crap. So
Mikey, you've eaten your fair share of crap with some of your girlfriends that you've had. Didn't one make you, like, she wasn't working for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
She was making you muffins every day. They were disgusting.
The unemployed drunken one.
What? You brought those muffins to work to prove how bad they were, and I had a bite, and they were the worst thing I've ever eaten.
In that case, I could cook. But Emma, can I just quickly check? You work early. Don't you have dinner on the table for when your partner gets in?
Okay, so what do I do? What else is happening in my life that I do when I get home from my professional job?
You got the gym or something?
I do. I have the gym.
Right.
And then after that, I have to be a mum to two kids. Yeah. So I'm doing the school run and all of that
stuff. So dinner's not ready is the answer.
The answer is dinner is absolutely not ready on the table when he gets home from work. No, we figure it out or my mother-in-law will be very, very kind and she'll make stuff for us.
Right, because she works from home, doesn't work.
She's been retired for ages. That's her dream is to just cook for us forever. Ah, and I'm seriously considering taking that up.
Mikey and Emma in the morning.
Mikey and Emma on
Dangerously Live.
And that is it for the podcast. You can hear us on the radio, R&B Fridays Radio, 6 to 9 weekday mornings all around the country and in Sydney on Today FM on 104.1. Have a good, great, long weekend.
A good, great one. Bye.